We have the ability to lease monument lands to support mining activities as long as we are not causing irreparable harm to the monument and the monument values.
That's the voice of Mike Satre. He's head of community relations for the Greens Creek Mine and is featured in the 20-minute documentary, Irreparable Harm. The film was produced by Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, a critic of Hecla's environmental practices in the metals mine on Admiralty Island. Meredith Trainer is the group's executive director.
To Hecla's credit, they made Mike Satre available and he did this interview, and we're glad that he did. I think it's important to have both sides of the issue represented in a film like this.
Following the short film's January premiere in Angoon, the group received a cease and desist letter from the Chicago law firm K&L Gates on behalf of Hecla.
You know, when we received the copyright letter at first, we thought, well, maybe this is some sort of like a baseline copyright thing that they have to do that's obligatory. But in a follow-up letter, it became very clear that the intent was to stop us from showing this film. And I think that's where we were like, well, no, because it accurately represents what's happened in this inlet and the way that it's affected the community of Angoon.
The February 28th letter notes that the film uses footage from one of Hecla's promotional videos posted to YouTube in 2016.
What it comes down to is I think it's something like 28 seconds of a film that Hecla produced that's focused on a day in the life of a miner. And the filmmakers that we worked with sampled from that, which is something that's covered by a fair use policy, if you will, in terms of documentary filmmaking.
Redistributing copyrighted material can carry stiff penalties, up to a $150,000 fine for each copyrighted work. But there are allowances in the law to use excerpts under the fair use doctrine. Educational, artistic, and journalistic works do it all the time.
This was a classic case of a documentary commenting on a mine and using some of a promotional video as part of that documentary.
Daniel Nazer is an attorney with the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a digital rights group based in San Francisco. He wrote a letter to Hecla's attorney arguing that the practical consequence of its demand was to draw even more attention to the film and make the mining company appear unwilling to accept criticism. He closed by urging Hecla's attorney to drop the claim, which she did by email earlier this month. The company's attorney referred questions to Luke Russell, Hecla's vice president for external affairs in Idaho. He didn't want to go on tape, but said the footage had been used without credit or consent, and the company was simply protecting its copyrighted material. Daniel Nazer said EFF's pro bono legal assistance to SEAC has nothing to do with the mining debate itself.
We're really standing for a general principle that you can comment and create documentaries like this, and Hecla itself would have fair use rights if it wanted to criticize this documentary. That's the marketplace of ideas in America, and something that's guaranteed by the First Amendment.
The dispute hasn't affected distribution of the documentary. Irreparable Harm is currently touring with the Wild and Scenic Film Festival with 3 screenings in 3 states this month. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.